folks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective, oh. You can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more at 419-PT-LOVE-4. Pork therapy, scatty-dee-bop, shabba-dooey, you'll revel in hilarity, it's pork therapy.
Hello.
And welcome to Pork Therapy. Thank you for joining us again.
This is Mike.
And this is Stephanie. And Mike, you know what?
No.
Usually you try to trip me up at the beginning of the episode, but this time you just did our normal intro.
And that tripped you up.
Yes, and that tripped me up. So good, congratulations, you've succeeded in discombobulating me.
Oh, that's always fun.
We are here on Grafton Gulch at the Love Table, right?
In the Love Mobile.
In the Love Mobile. Oh, I like that. And what are we doing, Mike? We're hanging out on a nice day. We're enjoying the Grafton Free Market.
Yeah.
Yeah, selling hot dogs and various food stuffs.
Yep.
Or at least Mike is. I don't know.
The Grafton Free Market and Grafton Gulch will expand in the near future. So if you're curious what the hell we're talking about, check out graftongulch.com.
Cool. You have a website up now.
I
didn't even know that, yeah. Mike. Mike, we...
Barely.
I don't know what's going on in your life anymore. I'd never even... Well, yes, it promises to be a very cool website and a very cool project. So we hope you all enjoy that.
Yep,
and,
I will.
And we have a special guest with us tonight. Special guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Antigone Darling.
Hello.
Hello, darling. Ms. Darling, I mean.
She's a darling. Are we menches?
Yes, that makes us both menches, as our theme song says. And the jokes about that could be endless, but I understand that the special guest, Ms. Darling, has a question that she would like to ask. So...
Ask away.
Or if you want, we could talk about facial hair for a while and get us, you know, into the swing of things. But
shave your 5 o'clock shadow, Antigone?
Well, I think she was going after the whole like beard thing. But I don't need to talk about beards at all times.
I know Antigone has some special thoughts about beards, but actually, I was making that joke because for a while on Pork Therapy, Mike and I would spend the beginning of each show talking about different beards and facial hair of like famous anarchists in the past.
Wow.
And like different
neck beards.
No, that was
neck
another
beards
thing.
Are bad.
They're bad. You know. Okay, well, people have differing opinions on that subject.
Well, they're wrong.
They're wrong.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what is the right kind of beard?
A full manly beard.
Okay.
No right. Neck beard and goatees are for tools.
There you have it.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Straight from the source.
I mean,
Mike
like
has a goatee
you,
for anyone who doesn't know.
Goatees are kind of for tools. Sorry.
Wow. And there you go. She tells it to you straight.
I'm just here to like hurt everyone's feelings. So we were talking about this the other day. And
yes.
So we have a mutual friend who was dating several people and they didn't know about each other. And so this friend came up to me and was asking me about polyamory. And I don't really think that's polyamory. That's just someone dating a lot of people that don't know about each other.
Actually, it seems like it could be polyamory, just very unhealthy.
Well, you can call a cow a dog, but it doesn't make it a dog, you know?
Well, that's true, unless you're an old Apple fan.
I don't get it.
I know. Any fans of Apple computers out there will totally get the dog cow reference. But anyway, let's continue.
Dog cow. Okay. So, was the question like, do you just want us to discuss about that, or is there a question that goes along with it, or?
I don't think there's really a like formal question. You know, I answered the friend the way that I would, which is, you know,
you're a dick.
Well, that is the way I
yeah.
would. Yeah, hi. Yeah, we've met. But that, you know, you should communicate with these people because then otherwise you can hurt them if they're going to assume certain things.
Sure.
And no one should assume anything, you know. We're humans. We can communicate. Let's do that.
Yeah, good call.
Yeah, so was the friend asking you for advice about the situation, or was the friend asking you about like, what is polyamory, or what, yes. looking for an alternative to kind of...
He was asking the wrong person what polyamory was, and I heard this, and it's like, no, don't talk to him about that.
So is this a...
Wow.
Well, this person wasn't going to be able to answer his questions, okay. and I told him to communicate with these, you know, all these different females. And,
so it's a guy who's dating different females yes. at the same time.
He didn't, and people did get hurt.
I see.
Because he didn't tell them about each other, and yada, yada, yada.
It's almost inevitable. I think the only way to avoid them getting hurt is if he ended the relationships before they found out. And they never found out. How else could they not get hurt from that situation? Oh, while we were dating and being intimate and romantic and loving or whatever the situation...
With the expectation of monogamy.
Or at least, if poly, that you would tell me if there's someone else.
Sure, but I don't even think that was the case.
No,
right?
But I'm saying, in any of these cases, and then suddenly you learn, while you're still together, or even after you broke up, that there was someone else that you were loving at the same time, or sexing, or whatever. There's going to be...
Sexing, that's a new verb from Mike.
That's not, it's from the 80s.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, killing me bad or something? I'm going to sex you up?
They were sexing. Oh, you know what? You're right. I've heard of sexting, like sending a sexy text message, right?
So postmodern.
Mike, I'm sorry we interrupted you.
That's par for the course.
Yes, it is. We're on about poll number 9 right now.
I think it's inevitable that will lead in hurt. No, it's not inevitable. It's almost inevitable that will lead in pain.
Sure. I mean, there are some people who can be successfully, I don't know what you want to call it, cheaters or players or dishonest or whatever, and like keep it a secret from all the people, all the different people that they're seeing, that, you know, they're also seeing other people at the same time. But
when you play poker, poker involves lying to other players. But it's an agreed upon, when you go to play poker, everyone there knows they're going to get lied to.
Yes.
So if, by some chance, and I doubt this happened, he told all his girlfriends, I might see other people and I'm not going to tell you about it, that's another story.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there wouldn't be too many people who would probably agree to that agreement, totally, you know, voluntarily or anything, but... It's possible, sure, theoretically, if they made that agreement. I mean, there are some couples, like, for instance, I know a couple of people who are in ostensibly monogamous, like, marriages, right? And they've been in long-term relationships. And, you know, after a while, something breaks down. Somebody has a health problem, or somebody's not interested in sex anymore. And there's a problem where there's a big mismatch of desire between the two people in this supposedly monogamous relationship. And so they make an agreement that the one who wants sex or love or whatever can go seek it elsewhere, but they don't really, you know, want to know. Hmm. Have you heard of that before? I mean,
I've never personally experienced it.
Personally,
but
I don't think it's particularly healthy. I would prefer everything
to be in the open.
It's
probably one step healthier than a total secret affair.
Sure, and where, you know, there's I guess it's a difference of degrees, but I still don't think it's, you know. I don't like the idea of sort of these unspoken, non-explicit agreements that, you know, have the potential to be easily violated, and I don't know, it's
just... Or broken or misunderstood.
Sure, yeah.
So here's a question that I would have liked to ask this guy if he were my friend, or if I was talking to him. Why?
Yeah, why didn't he,
do you not want them to know?
And it could be as simple, I mean, he wouldn't have had to say something like, hey, let's be polyamorous and all, like, you know, I don't know what he would have said, but he doesn't have to, like, make it a big deal, but he could at some point have a talk with these girls and say something like, hey, you know,
I just
want to let you know I'm seeing other people right now, or I don't think we should be exclusive with each other. How do you feel about that?
Or maybe he is just dating to try and find out who he likes, and he's just sampling the waters, or whatever he wants to call it.
Yes, and if that's the case, he may have a different expectation of being exclusive with his partners, in that he doesn't want to be exclusive, than they do.
But if they don't know, then that's horrible communication, and even if one of those relationships works out, it's off to a crappy start.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you. I was basically trying to say that,
you
said it in a better way.
I interrupted.
I mean, there are two people and they're dating, and one of them's dating other people or whatever. The one who's dating around and dating multiple people may have the expectation that, well, it's a new relationship or whatever. I don't have to be monogamous, or I can date other people and it's going to be no problem. Well, the girlfriend may be thinking, or the partner who is monogamous, may be thinking, well, we're in a relationship now, so this other person should be monogamous to me, and I'm going to be monogamous to him. So I don't think it ever hurts to bring that up and just say, like, hey, you know, we should make a deal. Like, are we going to see other people or not? Or how do you feel about that?
Here's how it might, quote, hurt, unquote, to bring that up. And that is, if his goal and expectation is to fuck a lot of women, they may say, ooh, I'm turned off by you wanting to sleep with other people. I'm not going to sleep with you. Then he doesn't get to sleep with a lot of women.
Right. And that may be something that's deterring him from bringing
it
up.
Right. Yeah. So that's how it can hurt. And you said, it can't hurt to bring it up. And I think that's, you know, nasty behavior. But if that's his goal, it could hurt his goal to be talking about this.
Yes, that's true. But in that case, it kind of crosses a line into, like, deliberate deception. Because he wants to get something that he wants, and he's not being totally honest. And there's a potential that, you know, either the other person who is monogamous wouldn't like that and would be emotionally hurt, or they might be taking greater risk than they want to for sexually transmitted infections or something like that. So there are potential emotional and physical harm that could come from that. And so I think it just doesn't hurt to have that conversation. It might be hard to bring up because we're taught that monogamy is the default in this culture, and, you know, there's no other option besides having a monogamous relationship, and you know, cheating happens, but it's not okay to be open about seeing multiple people. What do you think about that meme? I mean, it's so common for, like, celebrities and, like, politicians and people and cult, you know,
to have been caught cheating.
Have been caught cheating and lying to their significant other or ostensible significant other about it. But
has there ever
it is not normal or okay for people to have open relationships where they agree to
where everything's voluntary and happy, but it's non-standard. That's not acceptable.
Right. Where they agree to see other people or have loving relationships with other people or have sex or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody... I think that's more common than people think, but it's just not out in the open like cheating is, you know?
Yeah, it's interesting. Because I don't think there's ever been a politician...
who has openly been in a non-monogamous relationship,
and there probably have been some kind of rock stars or some movie stars that have openly announced that they're poly, but...
Maybe.
I don't know of any. I don't know I've ever heard of any. I think I interrupted you. Were you about to say something, Antigone?
Well, I mean, about this whole topic and, like, you know, yes, I think the only harm that he could encounter was not being able to sleep with one of these, or all of these people because of that.
Because of telling them.
Right.
Yeah.
Why would any otherwise? But the standard is monogamy, and so people are going to assume, like, when you get into a relationship with someone, it might be assumed that you're exclusive without having that conversation.
That's true.
Which, I really don't like that, and I don't count it until there's the conversation.
Yes.
But
and people have way different ideas about that, too.
Well, that also leads to, like, serial monogamy, then.
Yes.
So we go out to dinner a couple of times, and all of a sudden, I'm not supposed to, like, go, you know, see other people. It's just going to be all focused on this, right? Because it's monogamy. And so, you know, all of a sudden you're in a relationship. You're not seeing other people. And this is, you know, you go out to dinner a few times.
Sure.
And then you're in a relationship and
yeah,
a couple years down the line, I don't like you. I mean, I think dating many people, when you start out dating people, it makes sense as you, you know, get to know someone, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. The whole, like, thing of being monogamous with someone right away makes absolutely no sense to me. You don't know this person. You're going to, like, close yourself off to other people because you went to dinner?
Sure. That's an excellent point.
That's the standard is monogamy. So I would, you know, have that conversation with people because a lot of people are going to assume monogamy.
Since the standard is monogamy, do you think it's incumbent upon the poly person to announce or to let people know, let their...
Or the non-monogamous person.
The non-monogamous
person.
They're
not necessarily identify as poly.
Because this culture is... I mean, there may be people in this culture who don't even know about poly.
Right.
And so they might have met someone at a convention and we have something in common and let's go have dinner and let's start a dating relationship. And they might not even know to ask about poly. Mm-hmm. But the poly person definitely knows that his or her position is not the standard. So is it their responsibility to let the other know?
I think that's a really personal question. And I know that in my life, I take responsibility for my actions and how I affect other people. So personally, I would take on the responsibility of, you know, talking to people about the philosophy, et cetera, et cetera. I wouldn't want to put that on, like, a group of people, but just personally, that's who I am, and I want to live a responsible life, and, you know, I would take that on.
So here's an interesting question that stems from what you said, Antigone. At what point are you responsible for having that conversation or bringing it up? Like, you know, you were saying, for instance, you go out to dinner with someone a few times, mm-hmm. and maybe you've never done anything physical, or, you know, you chat with someone often, like every day or something like that. Or or maybe you make out with someone at a party once and then you don't see them again for a while. Like, at what point do you feel that you're responsible for having the conversation about, are we together, are we monogamous, are we non-monogamous, or what's going on with that?
That's personal.
Yes. Oh, yeah, it's very personal, and it's
that'd
probably
be a case-by-case type of thing.
Sure, but I think, I do have some sympathy for this person that you asked about in the question who was dating multiple people at once, because maybe he felt like, well, there's really no good time to bring this up. Like, when am I responsible for telling these people?
Or get over yourself and just bring it up when it needs to be brought up.
Yeah.
There's no good time. Well, I mean, there are plenty of conversations that human beings, that, you know, responsible adults need to have where there's never going to be a good time, and you just do it.
Yeah. Yes.
So there's a bad time, but if you don't do it, it gets worse.
Yeah.
Yes, that's absolutely true. Like, there may never be a really perfectly opportune time, but if you avoid it, like, the more you avoid it, the worse it's going to get. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know, would you, like, let's take some examples. Let's say you did go out to dinner with somebody two times. Mm-hmm. Would you have that conversation? And you were seeing other people at the same time.
And you had sex under the restaurant table.
During business hours?
Yeah.
Kinky.
Wow. Mike, have you ever done that?
No.
Right. Back to... Mike, that throws in a whole different dynamic. No,
okay, the real
but
example.
Seriously,
well, I mean, you have the love mobile, so you don't really have to do that.
Right.
You just go into the parking lot.
Right. That's my
right.
dining room table folds into a bed.
No, but that's true. Like, if you go out to dinner with someone, it's different than if you go out to dinner with someone two times and have sex with them, than if you go out to dinner with them two times and kiss goodnight, or if you do go out to dinner with them two times and nothing physical happens. Don't you think that's slightly different?
Well, sure. And I mean, the whole sex question, if, you know, that's everyone's safety, and you know, that's an issue that needs to be discussed when you're in multiple relationships. You know, everyone needs to be safe and yada yada yada.
And even when you're in a monogamous relationship, you still need, I think you still should be responsible for talking about safe sex, but, you know, before anything sexual happens, right?
Right? One of you's gonna cheat.
Well, no, but you could have, like, let's say one person has a pre-existing sexual, you know, sexually transmitted infection, then, you know.
I mean...
Or just to let the other person know, hey, I've been tested recently, I don't have HIV, I don't have this and
sex
that.
Sex has a lot of consequences, and, you know, it's not all, like,
birth
fun
control.
And games, you know. There are conversations that need to be had.
Yes.
STDs, birth control, et cetera, et cetera. It's, you know, it's... There are consequences to this behavior.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, then it would definitely need to be talked about, but I'm such an open person that anyone that I would go to dinner with two times would already know.
Sure.
I think it's also, I think that's also not only contextual, but individual, because some people are going to have a different threshold. Oh, I think we're getting really serious after two dinners of holding hands, and some people are going to say, of course it's not serious. I have dinner with my friends all the time. We went out 15 times and saw, you know, romantic movies together. That's nothing. We haven't had sex yet. So it's, everyone's threshold is going to be different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think some people do set the threshold of, like, when there's actual physical activity and not just flirting or whatever.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Whatever their threshold is, that's when they need to have the conversation.
Well, but if their threshold is when one of their partners gets pregnant with their baby and the other one is also pregnant, too.
Okay, well, that's a good point. There's probably a range that's within cultural acceptance.
Sure, yeah.
So, but, you know, that person can also just ask.
But seriously? Only if the baby's a male. I mean, if it's a female, I don't have to tell her.
Twins. Male twins. That's when it's serious.
Yeah. Well, like, what we're talking about here is romantic ethics, right? It's like, and I think that ethics are, to a certain extent, determined on an individual basis, and you have to ask yourself certain questions. Like, for instance, how would I want to be treated in this situation if I were the other person who I think is being monogamous to me and I'm dating three other people that they don't know about? How would I want me to treat me? Wait, that doesn't sound right.
To be treated.
How would I want to be treated? Yeah.
That's, I think, an excellent practice, but it's also probably, no, possibly very difficult, because someone may not even be able to understand what it's like to be poly. So how can they put themselves in that position?
Yeah.
And try.
Or, and maybe you're someone who is not a jealous type at all, and you don't care how many other people your partner is dating.
And you project
that onto everyone else. Yeah. I think you kind of have to assume that the other person is going to expect monogamy and be jealous.
Because
you're assuming the worst and hoping for the best, right?
Or assuming at least the standard, because this is a new person to you. You're starting a relationship.
Yes.
And you don't know them that well, so whatever you don't know, I think you have to assume is the norm, right?
Sure.
You have to assume they're monogamous. You have to assume they're hetero. You have to assume all the norms.
Right.
Well, not hetero. I guess you've already determined that.
Yeah, you've determined. If you've gone on a few dinners with someone, you can't tell whether they're the same gender as you or not, well.
But the norms.
Then you have to ask, Mike.
That's why I don't date much.
Well, maybe if you're going on a date with It's Pat, but... I love it when Mike impersonates It's Pat. That's so awesome. Anyway, not that we're in any way disparaging or making fun of transgender people, but, you know, I like Mike's impressions. So, okay, what if the person... Here's one last question, food for thought. What if... you are that person who's dating multiple people, and you actually talk to them about it, and all the other people that you're dating, and where do you go from there? What if they say, well, okay, I'm dating three other people too? Or what if they say, okay, well, that's cool, I kind of just want to date you, and I would like you to break up with the other people? Or what if they say, okay, well, I'm fine with you dating multiple people, but I'm just going to date you? What do you do then?
Determine your values. You prioritize, right? You say, well, you know what? I have a lot more fun with Jane number two than Jane number one. So, and Jane number one wants me to be monogamous. I just don't like her that much. So, bye, Jane.
Bye, Jane.
Or, or maybe it's the opposite. Wow, I really like Jane number one, and she wants me to be monogamous. All right, well, I can handle that.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And, I totally agree with you. And I think it's always better to end a relationship that... would only exist if it were based on lies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't tell Jane number one, who wants to be monogamous, that you're seeing other people, if you don't tell her about that, your relationship is kind of based on lies, and you're doing something that may hurt her.
And pragmatically,
it will hurt her.
Maintain that relationship, you'll have to be lying more and more. You'll have to be maintaining the lies.
And that can't be fun to be keeping secrets and wondering if Jane number two is going to start talking to Jane number one, and they're going to figure something out, and they're going to. You know, who knows? And so, I don't know. I think it's better to be honest, but I also acknowledge that for some people, it's really difficult to be honest, and it's really difficult to bring that up. And so...
Don't date those people.
Yeah. Done. Done. All right, should we end it out?
I think we should end it out.
Any final thoughts, Antigone?
Well, I'm looking through Mike's calendar.
Oh, yeah?
And, what do you see?
Well, it's your computer's
publicly
out.
Available online. And it looks like Mike needs a date.
What? I don't need one.
Actually,
he needs a date with three different people that don't know about each other.
We had, apparently we need like two or three Janes.
We had a discussion about this last night at the party that we were all at, and someone suggested that in order to make money off of Pork Therapy, we should start charging for dates with Mike. Instead of saying that Mike is free tomorrow night, we're going to say, Mike is really busy, and if you want to go on a date with him, you better get in line.
You have to
pay Antigone $50, and you're going to have to send your CV to mike@porktherapy.com.
Thanks for listening to this episode.
You can find us on the web at porktherapy.com, or on the Liberty Radio Network, or on the NH Liberty Radio podcast loop.
And if you have a question, please send it to us at questions@porktherapy.com.
Or call us at 419-PT-LOVE-4, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks, bye.
Thanks, Antigone.
They're two crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, 'cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave? You can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.